This is Side Hustle Radio. This is Side Hustle Radio.
This whole show over, because we can get our drink on. But hey, you know what time it is. Hey, this is Side Hustle Radio. You know who I be, the man you love the most, hate the most, and love at the exact same time. Mr. Look Back At It. Hef Chulo is in the building.
You know?
DJ! This the man with the platinum turntables. The man's in the ones and twos, the wheels and steels. Good time and good meals, and Blend Master Supreme Mo. DJ!
I thought you said the dude who looks like the dude on Good Times. Like, what? Whoa.
Yeah, nah. You too small to be booked.
Looking like JJ Walker.
No.
The JJ Walker looking dude with the big lips. And the Kango, fake Kango.
No, that was Kango. The Gilligan hat. The Gilligan hat, yeah.
It's DJ DEEPOISE.
Everything. DJ the boy.
Yes.
Oh,
sir.
Man, this is going to be a good show this evening. Yeah, shit, got this on. Put this on real quick. Yeah.
I'll put it on.
Yeah, I got my cardigan sweater on.
Huh? Cardigan?
Yeah.
What you got a cardigan on?
Because of our guest.
Who?
Mr. West will be in the building.
Kanye?
West! West Cardigan will be in the building. West Cardigan. That's why I got my cardigan sweater on.
I know he's from the, you know.
He's from the Shy. It's Mr. West.
Okay. Oh.
Mr. West. Mr. West Cardigan. That's why I got my cardigan sweater on. It's a little hot.
You over there sweating.
But hey, I got to represent. Got my cardigan on.
Okay. I wonder if he going to wear one.
His name is Cardigan, right?
Is that his real name?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Shout out to the Shy.
Mr. West is in the building. Okay, he will be in the building. He's scheduled to be in the building. He was a busy man today, so I'm just glad he was there to make some time out to be on the show. So,
yeah.
What's new in hip hop, bro?
Well, we got that new Missy.
Missy, is that the one? No, okay. I think I've heard this one.
Huh?
I was just listening to some Lizzo stuff. She did something with Lizzo.
What you trying to say? She a fake? Lizzo's a fake Missy.
Well, she, I don't like Missy.
Missy, Lizzo, they're all the same.
No. Missy is her own. She done create her own lane. So I'm just glad she's still doing music.
I'm glad she came back. I've been waiting for a long time. It's like a little EP. Finally. You know, there's been a few songs. Now, a lot of people been talking about Missy, like, touching on, you know, she don't sound like she used to say. Come on, man, it's 2019. She can't keep saying, Missy.
Oh, no, but
I gotta, come on, man.
But her speech game is impeccable, because
I agree.
On this Lizzo, she threw this one track, the bar she threw, man, I can't repeat it. It was so smooth. I'm like, oh man, that's classic.
I agree, but I was told Missy couldn't rap.
Who said that?
The producer. The producer doesn't.
Well, no, that's
she
why
need to get her, no, that's why get her lyrics together.
That's why the producer do the R&B show, don't do the hip hop show.
She was on the show the other week.
On the hip hop show?
Yeah, but we had Mr. Karl Malone, Kaz. We had Kaz on the show.
No, she. Well, one reason she was on the show is because she's an alumnus. You know, we always
that Northside thing again.
That Northside thing. Yeah. Speaking of Northside, I got to give a special shout out to Tia.
Who?
Tia, all the way in Middletown.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a fan of mine. You know, she's one of my stalkers.
Okay.
She's a stalker.
Let me get y'all familiar real quick. Y'all, I know it's been a minute since Missy done something.
Yeah, get us familiar with Missy.
But remember this?
I can't stand the rain. Oh, that one? Okay.
Hit me. Let me get you a little verse real quick.
Mississippi putting it down. I'm the hottest round. I told y'all mother, y'all can stop me now. Listen to me now. I'm lasting 20 rounds. And if you want me, then come on get me now.
How can you say she came for?
What else Missy got? What else?
Now, she knows she did R&B. She do a little R&B.
She did a little R&B? Like what?
Remember she did this with Genuine? That's classic right there.
You're so incredible.
Let me ask you, do you think Missy can sing better than she rap? Or is she just a triple threat?
She's just a triple threat. It's just equal. And she dance. It's just,
What about this one? This is where she got nasty.
This is
I used to love this song. Fair warning, this song is very X-rated. Fair warning, I'm telling you now. You ain't gonna forget it.
And I know the remedy just to kill him.
Talk to me, Missy. Talk to me.
Cheating even if he tried. Hey, puts it on family now.
Woo!
I gotta turn this nigga out. So
what?
That's just some side
I never heard that track. I need to go back and listen to that track. I need to go back and listen to that one.
Went to the strip club.
And
that was
that's gonna be played.
You got
so
all my money.
That's gonna be played walking to my house one day. So go ahead.
Okay, so she back with a new single.
Let's start this single.
Where did it go? Throw it back.
Ooh.
I think it's dope. I get people hating on it, but she got a dope video, of course, you know.
Oh, Missy
videos. Kills the videos.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, y'all got to check out the video. I thought the song was in, but when I saw the video, I was like, oh, okay. Okay, all right.
Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. This is a Missy Elliott exclusive. Walk up in the thing, I be on my game. If it's competition, I put them to shame. Different kind of chick, we are not the same. I raised all these babies, call me Captain Jack Sane. Please don't steal my style, I might cuss you out. What you doing now? I did for a while. Missy, 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 go ahead, let it slap. I'ma snatch their wigs till I see their scabs. Booty, booty claps,
flying across the map. Lambo on the block, looking like a snack. I show you how I do it, show you how it's done. Don't look for another Missy, cause there be no another one.
Watch me, throw it back, 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 throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, watch me,
throw it back.
Off my tip, money, money, clip, clip, Louis on my hip, Lambo be the whip, like banana split, split.
Look at all my eyes, see the way my jewelry drip.
Come up off that lit, lit, yeah, he wanna gig it, but he cannot gig it, unless he be my did it. Call me Missy, mit, mit. I don't play them chit-chit, man, I'm so legit. Watch me flip, reverse it,
flip it and reverse it, stupid with the verses.
Man, I got the coat and shoes just to match the purses. I don't need rehearsing. The way I throw it back, I show the whole crowd how I work it.
Throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back.
Watch me throw it back.
Records for tweet before y'all can even tweet.
Let's throw it back.
Oh, she back.
Yeah, I could watch Missy all day though. That's the thing is, I would try to holler at Missy if I ran into her in a club. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would try to holler at Missy.
She can
yeah.
get it.
Oh, Missy. Yeah, Missy. Yeah, Missy. Can you play that one song you see? Yeah, yeah. I try to holler at Missy.
Don't fail me now.
Yeah. So hey, so like I said, we have a special guest in the building. All the way from the shy, and because of him, I'm wearing my cardigan today. In the building, I tell them wearing a cardigan today. I refer to him as Mr. West because he's from the shy. We got West Cardigan in the building.
Yes, sir.
Peace and blessing, y'all. What's going on out there?
Oh, doing well, doing well, doing well, doing well.
Welcome. Welcome.
Yes, yes, yes. So, Wes Cardigan, all the way from Chicago, right?
Yes, indeed. Southside.
Southside. Oh.
Hey, real quick. Hey, that outfit you had on IG today, fire, dog.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Wait.
How I missed the outfit?
Oh, them kicks is on.
He ain't wearing the cardigan like I'm wearing right now?
I don't know. You might be wearing a cardigan. I don't know, but yeah, man.
No, to be quite honest, sir, I still rocking the same shit from earlier. But
okay,
yeah. Just go on IG, sir. If we haven't seen it, I know your boy's seen it because he talking about it. He hyping me up, and I appreciate that. But if you haven't seen it, go on Instagram or go on Facebook, and it's there. You can see the whole thing, especially Instagram though.
Oh, so your shoe game is on point then, right? Because them kicks was...
Yeah. Those right there, a lot of people are like, man, are them out yet? I don't know when they're coming out.
Yeah. I was about to be like, where you get them at? Because them was fire. Them was fire.
Appreciate it.
Okay. So, like I said, for those who do know you, Mr. Cardigan, and for those who don't know you, go ahead and introduce yourself and where you from. All
right. Well, first off, my name is Wes Cardigan. WESKARDIGAN, spell it with a K, not a C. I'm from the South Side of Chicago. I'm a hip hop artist as well as producer. And how I got my name started in the industry is basically like just being around other artists here in Chicago coming up that knew how to rap. And I just, you know, listening to them and see if this is something I really want to do. And sure enough, years later, here I am. Know, still grinding and trying to make a name for myself.
How long you been doing it?
Man, it's been over a decade plus, I'll tell you that. But like going real strong, like the last, I'll say since 2014, the last 5 years, like been going into this real heavy. In and Out of Town, label meetings, magazine write-ups, magazine articles, blog interviews, live radio interviews, and of course, call-in interviews such as this one.
I'll definitely say you sound like a veteran in the game, man. Your music does not sound like a new jack at all, man. You sound like you a seasoned MC, and I can't wait to bless the audience with some of this dopeness, man.
So what made you decide to start doing hip-hop?
The art, first of all, the culture itself, you know, the culture, you know, the five elements, of course, you know, breaking, DJing, MCing, graffiti, and the lost one, which is knowledge itself, knowing who you are and being true to yourself. And then the artists that live this, eat this and breathe this day in, day out, night in and night out. It's nothing like it. I would put no other genre above this one. It's just nothing like it.
Preach. Same here. I won't put no one above hip hop. No other genre above hip hop. So what's that one thing that said, you know something? I could do this, you know. Who were some of your influences?
Oh, man, to be honest, we could go on for days, but since we don't have days, I'm going to break it down. Common, Lupe, Ye, Jay, Eminem, Nas, Terrell Monch, Redman, Meth, RZA, Ghostface, GZA, Snoop, Dre, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Sky Zoo, Rhapsody, Yo-Yo, Mobb Deep, Sadat X, and I could just keep going on and on and on, but there's about a good 10-15 for you right there off top.
That's just off top.
That's off top.
And he threw some love at the female MC, Yo-Yo. She's sexy.
No Brat, no Shauna, no, you know.
Just like off top, you know what I'm saying? Just like I said, I can keep going. Just off top, them, you know, gotta give the Brat their props, you know what I'm saying? They've been doing this, and they continue to do this, so I would never disrespect them. I love them to death. But, you know what I'm saying, just off top, just keep going and going and going. Yeah, if you would have gave me like 35 more seconds, they would have been up in that list.
Man, there's a lot of talent to come out of your neck of the woods, man. And man, I'm just honored to be able to have someone from the Shy on the show finally, man. And I just wonder, man, how competitive is it being an MC coming out of the Chicago area?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's competitive. It's more so that I would say it's kind of like equal, to the sense that we, with us being in the middle of everything, we like the gumbo. Pieces from LA, pieces from Atlanta, pieces from, of course, you know, Boston, New York, and BDA, and North Carolina, and so on and so forth. We're the melting pot because we're right in smack dab in the middle of everything. So it really, I don't view it as being competitive. I view it as, how can I get better than I was 15 minutes ago, yesterday, last week, 3 years ago? That's my competitive spirit. How can I better myself to go against myself to be better than myself than I was a couple of days ago?
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. So let's go ahead and do this, because, you know, I'm burning right now to hear some of your music. Okay. We got some of your tracks. Do you know which one you want to start with first?
It's on you. Like, I put it to you like this, sir. Once I do a project and I put it out there, of course it's for me as the artist to hype it up, saying, hey, go download this, go check this out, woo out the bam. But it's up to the people, such as yourself, the bloggers, radio stations, radio personalities, regular, you know, music consumers. It's up to you all to decide, okay, I want to hear this, I want to play this, I like this. So, I mean, whatever floats your boat, whatever is in your spirit, you run with it.
Okay. Hey, bro, you know his track you want to do?
Oh, man, let's just start off with The Hustle, man, because this is what we do on the show. We talk about, hustle.
The Hustle?
Man. The Hustle.
Hey, because this is Side Hustle, and we got Wes
Cardigan
on the floor, on the track. Hustle, hey, then it's real. It's real right now.
Real quick, man. Is that your government, or is that, your
No, that's not my government. That's actually just the name that I came up with because it just stuck out one day. There's really no story behind it. It's just that's something that just came to me one day, and I feel, you know what? Let me see if people will gravitate to the name. And sure enough, they have. And go on Google and whatnot, I'd be like, I can't find nobody else with that type of name but you. So that lets me know I stood out.
And now I'm sitting here wearing a cardigan right now. We don't have no meeting.
I just don't have it on today. I got like 3 or 4 nice ones at the crib. Whenever I need to step out, you know what I'm saying, and do my grown and sexy, you know what I'm saying, persona. Trust me, I got those on deck.
Yes,
but right about now, it's just t-shirt and mic and mics right about now.
Okay, hey, this is Wes Cardigan, and this is Hustle. Be right back, Side Hustle Radio.
Don't care what they heard, don't care what they say, cause no matter what, man, each and every day I hustle. Boston, hustle. Memphis, hustle. Cleveland, hustle. Portland, hustle. Dallas, hustle. Houston, hustle. Atlanta, hustle. New Orleans, hustle. Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, preach. The struggle, waking up. Here to a job I hate so much. Woosa. Breathe in, breathe out, pray that this music takes off as I leave out. For the record, let's be clear. Up for sale, I had this beat here. Sent it to Puffy and Ludacris. No response. Let me see what I can do with this. Hip hop, seen in its true form. Hot never to me, you seem lukewarm. Chi-Town, it's a homicide. Except I kill tracks, not teens and newborns. There's a war outside, it's sad. There's gonna be many more outside. Yeah. But despite all that, better days I'll be looking for outside. Cause I don't care what they heard, I don't care what they say, cause no matter what, man, each and every day I hustle. Oakland, hustle. Seattle, hustle. LA, hustle. Baltimore, hustle. San Fran, hustle. Phoenix, hustle. Brooklyn, hustle. Queens, hustle. Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, preach. Man, y'all don't know what I've been through. Full for thought with no menu. No one paid 6 months ahead. Still I grind like the damn rich do. Yesterday, no last week. Niggas is garbage, trash, weak. Don't like what I said, well, suck my dick, lick my balls, and kiss my ass cheeks. Parents couldn't name you God, and I still wouldn't give a fuck who you bless. I'm not the one for you to test. So miss me with the foolness. Kick rocks with socks and shoes off. All the love I'm pissing you off. On some Arsenio shit, smack a nigga in the head like he was letting that little ass 22 off.
Don't shoot that little motherfucker no more.
I don't care what they heard, I don't care what they say, cause no matter what, man, each and every day I hustle. Harlem, hustle. Manhattan, hustle. Bronx, hustle. Miami, hustle. Detroit, hustle. Pittsburgh, hustle. Philly, hustle. Chicago, hustle. Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, preach,
check it. She said, Wes, can we get married in the shack? Have our wedding on the streets of the South Side? Have our reception out in Washington Park? And get it in until the day turns dark. Knock, knock, girl, time is money. That's why you always see me on the clock. I take over when he be on the spot. Party overseas, fuck the Fifi on the block. First class, sip on Coca-Cola. Fuck biz on my flip phone, Motorola. Where all that shit get gone, homie, know what? When I'm in the place, it's on, homie, show us.
I don't care what they heard, I don't care what they say, cause no matter what, man, each and every day I hustle. Tampa, hustle. Jersey, hustle. Orlando, hustle. VA, hustle. St. Louis, hustle. Denver, hustle. Carolina, hustle. Hawaii, hustle. China, hustle. Asia, hustle. London, hustle. Jamaica, hustle. Trinidad, hustle. Canada, hustle. Germany, hustle. Worldwide. Hustle. Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, preach.
Oh yeah, it ain't over, motherfucker.
I heard them boys up north can
hustle, 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 hustle.
I heard them boys over east can
Man, that should be the Side Hustle theme song right there, because that's what we do. We hustle every single week, bringing you the best music and the hottest artists out there. We got a hot artist on this evening, Wes Cardigan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's going on, everyone?
Man, I like... Okay, so there's... I like when you broke your song down, that song down, and I like how you use some of the clips from different artists or even different movies, especially the one I just forgot about the movie, the Eddie Murphy movie,
Harlem Nights,
where he had the big gun, and the one guy had the little small gun, like bam, bam. Pow, pow.
Right.
That was funny, man. That's like one of my funniest scenes in that movie, Harlem Nights, man. Oh, man, that's it. You took me there. So, hey, go ahead, bro.
So the name,
creative, man.
The name of the album is "This Won't Take Long." Why that name? Why not any other name? Why is there a reason behind that name?
Okay, well, sir, I'll answer your question with a question. How many songs is it?
Five. Correct.
There you go.
Yeah. Well. Hey. Hey, you know people be like, yo.
Yeah, it's really no hidden agenda or hidden message behind the title. I just try to keep it, you know what I'm saying? You know, try to keep it simple for the people. It's 8 tracks long. It's 30 minutes, but actually 31 minutes, a little bit over 31 minutes. Mm. And it's equivalent to the average minimum lunch break if you're at work. I'm thinking I'll take my 30-minute break. All right, well, this won't take long because it won't take long.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, that works.
Oh, that's great. So I can listen to the whole track at lunch.
At lunch. Yeah.
Wow. I like that.
Average... Well, not in Chicago, from one side town to the other, but average city, you know, one side to another side of town, about 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's how much my drive is to work, about 30 minutes. So I listen to the whole album.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that. I'm going to try that Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, just hit me up on Instagram. Let me know. Hey, Wes, it was 32 minutes. I'll let you travel that 1 minute. So, 35, but I'm gonna let you slide on them 4 or 5 minutes.
So, Mr. West, how has your journey been when it comes to you pursuing this dream of hip hop? How has the journey been for you?
It's just like with anything that you want out of life. You're gonna have your ups and your downs, but to me, it's trying to keep it at an even keel, not be too excited about something, but not get too down or not get too angry about a certain situation that didn't go your way. It's all about learning from every experience and that you've been through, and whether it be shows you've done or people you've met. You know, I wouldn't trade it for nothing else, because it's been a long road, it's been a long journey, but the passion over it's just about the passion of constantly waking up and be like, man, what can I do next? How can I what can I do this day to make it be productive, yeah, music wise or work wise or even in life in general. Okay. Anytime the Most High gives you the opportunity to wake up, do something within 24 hours that He gives you.
Oh, that's what's up. That is what's up. So, is this one of your first albums, or you know, or do you have other projects out there?
No, actually, this is my debut EP, this debut project, because I did put out, like, prior to this, I put out 3 singles. You know what I'm saying? And Hustle was one of those singles, and of course, with the video. And then I did two other ones prior to Hustle. But this is like the debut project of giving the people a little lunch break. A little, you know what I'm saying, a nice little body of work. So at least they can say, okay, he can do good singles, but what can he do with a nice little body of work, a full-length project? Now, the next one, I'm going for the Nick. But this is just to get people's attention and eyes open to who Wes Corgan is and Wes Corgan the project, as opposed to Wes Corgan just a single here and a single there, a song here and a song there.
Mm. You said you going for the Neck on the next one.
Well, you
already going for the Neck right here.
He said, if you don't like what I just said, suck my and lick my. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta be a little more vulgar to get your point across. But at the same time, sir, it's all about where the track takes you.
Mm. Facts. And that's it. Facts, yeah. Where the track takes us. So on this particular project here,
yes.
You got 8 tracks.
Yes.
Totally 8 tracks. And are these the tracks that you're out there right now promoting? You know,
this whole project I'm promoting as hard as I can. Also, a shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Jay Erica and the Fleet DJs, because they're behind me. They're behind this project. They're rocking with me 100. They're trying to do everything in their power to help push me even further out there. But yeah, I'm definitely pushing this whole thing.
Hey, shout out to Jay Erica. Shout out to Fleet DJs.
Already.
Yeah.
Well, you just got to, you know, co-sign here in Ohio with the Ohio Fleet DJs. So it's all love, bro.
Oh, man, appreciate y'all out there, too. Hey, all of Midwest, East Coast, West Coast, down south, overseas, you know what I'm saying, international, Canada. Man, I appreciate all y'all because, like I said, I can put it out there, but it's up to y'all to give me your opinions on how y'all feel about it.
So this project that you got here, you put this all together yourself and shopped it out and everything yourself, right? Production
well,
and everything?
Well, production-wise, with me being a producer, I did 3 of the joints. And then the other ones, I brought some people in to help make a even more cohesive. Mm. I don't mind sharing. I'm far from greedy. So if I hear something from another producer, like, man, is anyone buying that track? If not, man, hand it over here. I got something for that right now.
Okay. Oh, that's no more facts. Okay, yeah. So, bro, what's the next track we're gonna hit?
Let's do Right Now.
Right Now. Hey, Wes, do you want to set this song up right now?
Okay, the next track y'all about to listen to, world, is called Right Now. It's produced by Magic Beats. So, man, just give me y'all thoughts and opinions on it. Let's just go.
Right Now, Wes Corgan. Be right back. What? Side Hustle!
Uh-huh. Okay. Yo. Listen here, kid. You know the rules. You're next. Get out there, show them pros. Cause what I'm hearing now, shit's boring. Fuck knocking on my box. Dorian, rip out trunk cords, something you don't hope for. On a different channel, can't use the remote for. A beast, take it down, know it all. I'm cutting heads off, using them for bowling balls. 7 p.m., prime time, going dumb but slow. Einstein, Wes Corgan, hashtag my new boo is all you see going down your baby mama's timeline. You sure you gonna come if she come over? Cause I do it till it's done, it can't be done over. Try all you want, but you're not Wes. This is his, I'm hot, use a hot mess. They want that West Coast, they need that down south, they want that Midwest, they need that win right now. Zone out. King of the city. You ain't the king in your own house. You a maid. Role play switching up.
Girl, pay the bill. You wash and clean the kitchen up. As I get smiled by any means. A grown man who don't rock skinny jeans. Or walk with a switch in the pink shirt. Or in movies wearing wigs, lipstick, and pink skirts.
For real.
Never take me for some puppet who won't say yes to everything you may think works.
Oh, no. I understand. We all want to get bread. But play a slave in the film?
That shit's dead. Drug dealer, crack act, no outpass.
I'ma do me if it means being an outcast.
Ain't gotta fit in, one thing you need to learn. Come and get this fire and leave a third degree burn.
East Coast, they want that. West Coast, they need that. Down South, they want that. Midwest, they need that. Win right now.
Never wait, fam. Go ahead. I know you wanna hate, fam. For my crew knows I don't smoke. I'm so high right now.
Stop watching Space Jam.
I'm here to eat. Won't pass me a plate, fine. You ain't got shit. I'ma take mine.
Whoa.
Knew your bitch was a thot sucking dick through a cellular.
That's what you call FaceTime.
My kids all over her chest and dome.
Yeah.
Yes, goes down when she's left alone.
Ooh.
Pull up the video. Give me a second, homes. Or I forgot you ain't know she had a second phone. In the same tribe, but we're not brothers.
Middle finger to you wanna be block huggers.
Y'all not hustlers.
To a tree,
I duck take these cocksuckers and beat them box cutters.
East Coast, they want that. West Coast, they need that. Down South, they want that. Midwest, they need that. Win right now.
For sure. We in the building right now.
When do they want it?
Right now.
When?
Right now.
When?
Now.
Right now. Hey, that's West Cardigan. Right now.
I don't know why y'all playing. I ain't going to cop that. For those that don't know, where can they cop this project at, bro?
It's on all streaming platforms. I think except for Tidal. I'm not sure, but it might be. But I know it's on every other platform. Spotify, Apple, iHeart, TuneCore, iTunes. Man, just support good music. That's all I can say. Support good indie hip-hop music. Unsigned artists, unsigned hype, unsigned music.
Preach.
That's all I can say.
Preach. We just had church. He's like, support good indie music, which that's what we like. We love indie music, you know, because, you know, I don't want to get political right now.
That's what a real good music is now.
Understood. It's a lot of red and yellow tape going on, but
I ain't going to talk about Radio 1 because they will hire me one day. They're going to fire me the same day.
Are you getting any play on the radio in the Chicago area, man? On the radio?
As far as like on the mainstream, I'd be lying if I said yeah. But it's still a work in progress. Still bubbling from under, you know what I'm saying? Still pushing my name, getting up out there, you know. All good things come in due time.
Yes, sir. Okay, so I got a question here for you. One of the questions was, if you had a chance to work with a, what they call a mainstream artist right now, who would you like to work with? If you could collab.
One mainstream artist?
Hey, let's take a little bit further than this. Let's do one R&B, one hip-hop.
One R&B and one hip-hop. Hip-hop. Ooh, that's a lot. It had to be two. It got to be two.
Okay.
For one, I got to keep it home. I got to go with Calm.
Why did I know he was going to say Calm? I knew he was going to say Calm.
I got to go with Calm because that's home. But two, away from home, I got to test Hov.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Now, from an R&B standpoint, give me Brandy and Jill Scott.
Oh.
See, he done pulled the two thick ones right there, bro.
He on that
bro.
Brandy thing hard.
Brandy is so thick, though, bro. You don't understand. I am so mad they ain't bringing back Star.
I wasn't saying nothing, but since she was reading my mind, I'm like, yeah, she got some junk in that trunk.
Brandy's got thick. Brandy's no little Brandy no more. Brandy's not thin braids. She's big braids.
Brandy sitting in the room, Brandy?
Nah, uh-uh.
She ain't... Oh,
ooh, wait.
That's grown Brandy. Now.
Brandy's grown. Brandy, like.
Yeah, she grown now.
Okay. I ain't up. I guess I better
keep Brandy and Jill Scott though, huh?
Oh man. I feel that collab.
Yeah, because what Jill do with a microphone now, dang.
Not there you go.
Yeah. Hey, that's probably another reason why I'm wearing this shirt that says "Mic Check 1212."
hey.
Oh man, so how do you feel about the what's going on in the industry right now? You know, you as an artist trying to get your music played. Do you think it's is it by popularity? Is the music business more about popularity and you having to push your own self as an artist, or do you think there's still good companies out there that can, hey, I'm going to find this talent and I'm going to help build this talent? Is that gone now?
No, I think but quite honestly, it's a mixture of both, because I believe there's still good companies out there. Hell, look at Knife Wonder's company, Jamila. You know what I'm saying? He got a collab with Rock Nation. I'm like, I mean, he's independent, but he's still got that major machine behind him to push artists such as Rapsody. Dope female. Dope artist, period. Forget about her being a female. She's a dope artist, period. On the flip side, it's like, more so in 2019, it's so diverse. Darn it, every type of music that you would think is garbage, that would have been garbage back in, we'll say, 10, 15 years ago, even 20, it's a market out there for that particular artist now. Especially with, you know what I'm saying, social media. Social media is like the biggest platform you could have, because everybody, like 99% of everybody has a phone.
True that.
And majority of them phones come with what? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You ain't got to download because they already come with your phone. Snapchat. You know, YouTube. So I think in that aspect, it's great. On the flip side of that aspect, it's a bad aspect with the fact that it's like, when I was growing up listening to hip hop, we had a variety.
Yeah.
If you don't like Farside, we got Mobb Deep. If you don't like Mobb Deep, we got the Alcoholics. If you don't like Alcoholics, we got Fat Joe. If you don't like Fat Joe, we got
MC Hammer.
Soul to Mischief and so on and so forth. It's like, and they all are getting, we're getting major radio play on major radio stations.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't get that now.
Yeah, and that's the funny thing is, what they was playing in the West Coast, they wasn't playing in the North, on the East Coast. What they was playing in the South, they wasn't playing up here.
True that.
Up here in the Midwest. But now, with Radio 1, everybody playing the exact same thing.
It's Radio 1.
You know me and Radio 1, we have our issues. I have an issue with Radio 1. So
there's a lot of politics in that.
Politics, yeah, man. Yeah, that's why they can ship out a whole show and say, hey, this is your show. You got 10 minutes to talk. You got 4 minutes of song. You better come back within that 10 minutes. Yeah, there's everything structured. There's no, you know.
Yeah, and that's the format that a lot of us as artists have to play to if we want to make it to that major level in success in the career. But as far as like the popularity standpoint, I ask anybody this. Would you rather look successful or be successful? Now, you can look successful on Instagram with 100,000 views and 2000 likes on your pics and whatnot.
Right.
But being successful is not having a negative $500 in your account.
True that. True that.
You know, so which one would you rather be?
I want to be a business.
The fame is cool if that's what you want, but I prefer money. To be able to do the stuff that a lot of these famous groups that are here today and are here today and gone tonight. You know, that's not how it was when I was growing up. My favorite artist lasted at least 5 years minimum, sometimes even 10, depending on how many projects and albums they put out. And that's another thing where a lot of these artists, they burn out putting so much music out at one time. Okay. You got a 15 track mixtape that you put out today, and next week you got another 2 or 3 EPs within the same week. You're not giving the consumer a chance to even indulge in, you know, the first project.
True, very true.
Well, think about
attention,
this.
ADD, attention deficit disorder. Yeah, I heard that last night. But what you got tonight? The same thing you heard last night. I still gotta promote that. I can give you more, but it's everything has its time and place, and right about now it's not the time for that.
Mostly.
Let's push this, just like with this EP that I'm doing right now. I'm gonna push this probably until the beginning of summer of next year. Depending on, you know, the popularity and, you know, radio stations such as yourself and interviews such as this, how far I need to go before I be like, okay, that project is done. It's time to work on something new and get something fresh out there. But until then, this won't take long is what I'm pushing.
Yeah, we push it right along with you.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Hey, you had a question, bro?
Oh, I was just saying, man, you're right about that, is that, you know, a lot of new artists now don't take the time to put out a decent project. So it's easy to drop 10, 15 songs in a week, because, you know, it's just some of them is just repetitive hooks.
Yeah.
As opposed to a song that has a meaning, you know. And your music, and I have to say this, man, that when I was listening to your project, there were songs on here that had stories. You took me back to when rappers used to tell the story in the songs, man, and I felt a little bit of nostalgic. And felt like I was listening to like a Lox album, a Slick Rick album, a Chuck D. You know, when rappers used to lay down a story, when you go back and you listen to it, and oh, that's what it, and cleverness in their flow, where it was like, oh, okay, especially Hustle. Especially Hustle. You said some things in there that I'm gonna have to play that back and listen to it again.
Grown man don't wear skinny jeans.
Right.
Oh no, that was the last one. That's the last one. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm still stuck in that one. Yeah, in Hustle he said I wrote it down.
You wrote it. At Eddie Ho, man, I appreciate you keeping hip hop alive with that, man, because, you know, I said,
I appreciate it too, and I think I can't say it no more. I'm just blessed to be able to do this and come on radio stations and live or call in and just be able to speak my truth, and hopefully somebody will be feeling the same way I'm feeling, and I'm their voice. If they don't know how to rap or know how to make a beat, but they still love, enjoy, and listen to good music, whether it be good R&B, good hip hop, good jazz. It's just good music, period. And good music, I feel is timeless.
Oh man! Hey, you said all the above. That's everything that we were saying today. So we have one more track. I think this is your favorite track right here. Is that the next track right here?
Man, I got the whole project right here. So, you know, guys, a little bit. I'm gonna tell you what.
We gotta play this song. Yeah.
Oh, so wonderful. Oh, Oh, oh bro. No,
yeah, I'm glad y'all brought that on. We'll talk about that when we come back from. But until then, everybody out there in internet radio land, this is officially will be the next single and the next video I'm shooting. It's called Oh So Wonderful, featuring my homegirl, Monet. Let's get into it.
In my world, things that have happened, of course I'm grateful for, while at the same time working towards those things that have yet to happen to happen. So, with that being said, to all my people feeling to say hi, cause I'm blessed to see another DAY, shower up for the grind, yes I'm preparing, windows open wide, let some fresh air in, meditating as I'm viewing the sunshine, what's going on in my city, reading the Sun Times, basketball starting soon, I hope you're listening, Cubs won it all, parades downtown on Michigan,
famous tenders receiving the reparations,
but buying Jordans and weed ain't the way that we're celebrating, we're copping land to build schools, hospitals and gas stations.
Paperwork is in order, no fear for taxation.
Also, we're policing our own communities. We love strength and unity. We're cutting off the lunacy. Putting down the guns, the streets are sparing more lives.
Black households, less baby mamas and more wives.
To boast or to brag.
But my wave game be popping soon as I take off my do-rag.
Far as my marketing goes, that plays a major part. It remains on point and keep the line and raise it sharp. To all the kids, for real, I am the same guy. To tell you, be what you want, work hard and aim high. To all my peers also, I tell them each I love them. And don't just reach for the stars, y'all.
But reach above them.
You may struggle, but have faith when you go through it. That's why this music I treat like I propose to it. And if you're like me, you pray your parents will live forever.
40 plus years of marriage and they're still together.
Each one teach one, it goes hand in hand. For me, real hip-hop is what fans demand. Oh, you mad, huh? I understand. Cause fam just made another major move to expand his brand.
Cardigan is in the building.
What up, everyone? What up, everyone? Yeah, we back at this. We back here, still here. Still in the building.
Man, what made you want to use that sample? I mean, I know, you know, it's a dope sample, I know, but...
Well, for one, I mean, like, that right there, when I first heard that Camp Lo joint,
yeah,
I went nuts. Cause for one, the sample itself is so much going on, but it's still all connected. and it still all has its own little space and whatnot. And so I was like, I've always wanted to do that joint. And the interview that I had earlier, one of the guys was like, whenever you try to do a classic joint such as that, or classic joint in general, either you have to make it better or just as equally hot. And they felt that I made it as equally hot. So, I mean, I've always wanted to do that joint.
Always. I have to agree. I have to totally agree with you. You did make it.
I feel better.
Hot.
I feel good. I don't know. I think it's a little bit better. Because that's the first time I heard. Because I never knew the old sample. You knew the sample.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with this track automatically. You like, no, bro, that's the old sample. Like, I'm feeling this track right now. So I'm measuring the old track versus this based off of this track.
And to young people, this is new. So,
yeah,
you know, they won't know no different. Some of them will, but.
Yeah, to a newer generation,
it's
definitely new. But real heads, they know exactly who made this famous, who made this sample known to the world. Shout out to Camp Low, man.
Shout out to Camp Low, and shout out to you for reintroducing it back to the world.
I would love to see that a remix with you and Camp Low. Now, that'd be.
Oh, that's cool.
That'd be sick. That'd be sick.
Oh, man.
That'd be sick.
Sonny and Geechee. Oh, it's a wrap.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Let me go ahead and jump on this one with you real quick. That's fire, bro. That's fire.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and put that into the atmosphere right now. Let that happen, you know.
Oh, man. Should that ever happen, make sure Side Hustle Radio, BSP Radio, is one of the first people to be like, man, look, he did it. We talked about it. He got it done.
Hey, just make sure we at the video shoot. wherever it's going to be at, just make sure we're there.
Definitely. No doubt about that.
So this will be your next single you'll be pushing. And you said that you'll be doing the visual pretty soon?
I worked on, we started production earlier today.
Oh.
And we're going to start, you know what I'm saying, doing some more tomorrow. Just try and make it as dope as we possibly can. So once it's out there, it's out there. Ain't no taking it back.
And real quick, who was the female artist with you on that one?
Her name is Monet. Monaie. Monet.
Did we do Monet?
Sounds familiar.
I got to look at it. I think we did Monet. I think we talked about it. We have to look at the archives. But that sounds familiar. Her voice sounds. Okay, so the summer is almost over with. We're going to the fall, going into the winter. But you say you're going to go ahead and continue to push this project that you just did up until next summer and you know, see what you can do. What else can we expect from you besides another hot video?
More performances, just more content, just more in-depth radio talk, interviews, whatever is needed, you know, just to keep the flame going, keep everything moving, keep everything pushing, not trying to stay stagnant.
Okay.
You know, that's basically my whole goal, especially with this project.
Okay.
Because I look at it like, okay, this is just the beginning, but everybody else, a lot of other people be like, dude, this is it right here. I'm like, to y'all it may be it because it's y'all's opinion, but me as an artist, I already know it has to be other stuff coming behind it, and this is just the beginning. Like I tell everybody, this is just the start. This ain't the full entree. This ain't Thanksgiving.
It's just a start. And
right.
I was told to ask this question too. Are you an independent artist still, or are you looking to sign with a label?
No, I can stay independent. But if the right label and the right situation comes my way, I will look into it. But at this point in time, it's like, really don't need a label.
No,
you don't need a distribution deal. You don't need none of that. Because like I said, you have social media. And you can connect directly with the fans, especially on Instagram and Twitter. You can talk right back and forth with them, whether it be you DMing each other or you just doing outright whatever.
Okay. And now, speaking of DMs, how can they follow you on social media?
Everything is Wes Cardigan. WESKARDIGAN. Go to Facebook, go to Twitter, go to Instagram. I have a Snapchat, but I really don't use it. But like I said, my main platforms is Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I'm working on the website, which would be WesCardigan.com. So I just try to keep everything within my name, so it will be easy for everybody to find me. Oh, and of course, you can Google.
When they Google you, what do we say, bro? It's Wes Cardigan on everything.